Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I'm not sure enough people have heard the incredible, courageous, unbelievable story of Enes Kanter. He's former NBA player, actually he's a free agent as of right now, human rights activist. He was honored at the Fox News or Fox Nation Patriot Awards, and listening to him tell his story was just so compelling and so interesting and so heartwarming and so touching. I wanted him to come on the show and share it with you. Freedom, welcome to the program. I assume you prefer to be called Freedom.
Thank you for having me, Sean. Yes, please. That's like the greatest name you can take. So.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about your name change and why.
Mm-hmm. Good question. You know, I actually have a very funny story behind it. I came to the United States from Turkey when I was 17 years old back in 2009. And I remember I came here for high school. We had a practice, and right after practice, you know, I was sitting down with my teammates, and obviously we were on our phone. And I remember, you know, one of my teammate posted something on Facebook. He was criticizing the president, and I immediately turned around. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He said, what happened? I was like, I saw your post. You were criticizing the president. And he said, so what happened? I was like, well, you might be in jail tomorrow. So they all started to laugh. They said, listen, man, this is not Turkey. This is America. And I was just very confused. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, we have freedom of speech here, freedom of protest. Just because of you criticize the president or the government, you're not going to be thrown in jail the next day. So I was like, this is the greatest thing that human being can ever have.
Yeah, your life background is interesting, too. You mentioned that you came from Turkey. Your dad was a doctor, if I recall. Your mom was a nurse. And you moved to the United States at 17 to play basketball. Tell us that story.
You know, my whole life, obviously, my family was all about education. If I were to stay in Turkey, it would be just about basketball. But my family wanted me to come to America, so get my education and play basketball at the same time. So I was like, you know, I came here when I was 17, and it was an incredible experience because, you know, I came here, learned a different language, different cultures, met with so many different people, and it definitely opened my eyes, especially, you know, as a teenager coming to America, that there's so much opportunity that you can do literally whatever you want in the world, or you can become whatever you want in the world. So it was definitely an eye-opener for me. So I'm glad that I chased my dreams.
So you were third overall draft by the Utah Jazz in 2011. Mm-hmm. And let's go through your professional career briefly, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about how you got into the political arena.
Of course. You know, I got drafted back in 2011 by Utah Jazz. you know, I was super excited because, you know, it was like the first time that I'm playing basketball in NBA, dream come true as a 19-year-old that represented my country, my family, my friends, and all my loved ones. So it was definitely an honor for me. And then I played 11 years, 5 different teams. And the last team I played for was Boston Celtics just last year.
So let's talk a little bit about your politics. You were quoted as saying in May of 2017, I hope people around the world will open their eyes to the human rights abuses. Things have gotten very bad over the last year. This is not my opinion. We don't know everything that is happening inside of Turkey, but we do know some facts. And newspapers and media have been restricted, and academics have been fired, and peaceful protesting is not allowed, and many people have been imprisoned without any real charges. And there are reports of torture and rape and worse, and how this has now impacted your life in terms of your ability to be with your family.
Right. You know, back in 2013, there was a big corruption scandal happened in Turkey, and President Erdogan and his family members were involved in it. And that was actually for the first time that I said something. As a basketball player, I literally put a tweet out there, and it became a conversation in the United States and Turkey because of the NBA platform. So I was like, even one simple tweet can affect this much from now, and I'm going to start paying attention about what's going on in my country more. So I started to study. I remember, you know, all my teammates were going out, having fun. I was going back to my apartment. I was studying. The more I studied, the more, you know, big platforms started to give me this huge microphone. So I started to talk about the problems that were happening in my home country, Turkey. You know, obviously the things I talk about affected me and my family. My dad was a scientist. You know, he got fired from his job. My sister went to medical school for 6 years, and she still cannot find a job. I think the saddest one was my little brother because he wanted to be like his big brother and be an NBA. But he was getting kicked out on every team because, you know, because of the same last name. So they were getting affected so much, they had to put a statement out there and saying we are disowning NS publicly. The letter actually is still out there on the internet. Turkish government didn't believe that. You know, they came to my house and they raided the whole house, and they literally took every electronics away, phones, computers, laptops, because they wanted to see if I am still in contact with my family or not. They couldn't find no evidence, but they still took my dad in jail for a while. And, you know, we put so much pressure, you know, from America to Turkey, they had to let him go. And then they revoked my passport, and they actually put my name on Interpol list. So I can only go to, you know, 27 countries in the world because of the extradition deals between countries. So,
you know, I think I'm one of the few people that have pointed out over the years that Erdogan and Turkey, even though they're members of NATO, they're no ally and they're no friend of human rights or the United States.
Definitely not. I mean, whenever I sit down with a politician in America, and we always talk about the same thing. We were like, you know, he's, you know, asking for F-35s and F-16s from America, but same time he's going and getting S-400s from Russia. He's going shaking hands with, you know, leaders like Xi Jinping and Iran and Putin. So it's like, definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, so that is now, you can't go see your family. You can't. I understand that you're alone now in the sense that you really can't even be in contact with your family.
It's been 10 years now. Last time I saw them, the bad thing is that I have been trying to, you know, get my family out of Turkey the last 6-7 years, and it's just not working. You know, unfortunately, the Turkish government took my family's passport away, and they're not letting them leave the country.
In 2019, they did an ESPN documentary on you. It's a phenomenal documentary. I urge people to pull it up on demand. And you've condemned other dictators around the world, like President Xi. We see, you know, he keeps talking about his geopolitical ambitions and taking over Taiwan, or what he calls reunification, which we know is anything but. And you've stood up for the Uyghur minorities in China. Uh-huh. You've spoken out against other human rights abuses. Now you do have a home in the U.S., is my understanding, and what does that mean? Are you building your own life here? Sad about the fact that you can't be with your family?
You know, it's obviously, I mean, at least I have a home, you know, because before I became an American citizen, the last 5-6 years, I didn't have any place to call home. But now I can start just everything over in this beautiful country. But, you know, like you said, I wish I had my family with me. But I think the most beautiful thing is that all the beautiful things that I can have in this great country, the opportunity, the democracy and freedom, freedom of speech, religion, expression, freedom of protest. So it's like, I just hope that people can see that what they have in America.
Do you think most Americans, because I believe we often take freedom, to use your name, for granted. And I think we take the blessings of liberty for granted. And sadly, I see America moving more and more towards, you know, government authoritarian protection, so to speak, and a loss of a lot of American freedom. Do you see the same thing?
You know, I do, because I remember, you know, whenever I was playing for the NBA and we were all sitting down in the locker room and they were just criticizing America and they were just complaining about the things that are happening here and stuff. And one day I stopped for a second. I was like, dude, guys, this summer, whenever the season over, let me take you guys. I will buy your ticket. Let me take you guys in a country out there like China and Russia and Iran and Venezuela and Cuba and North Korea and some of the other dictatorships. And because people don't know, obviously I'm not saying America is perfect and everything, but, you know, when you look at some of the other countries out there, right, it's just not even close.
So this conversation couldn't be held in many countries around the world. Think about that.
Oh, my God, yes. I'll give you an example. My manager's wife is Turkish, and her dad liked one of my tweets on Twitter, and she was in jail for 13 days. It's so hard to believe, actually. It's whatever I tell about the story, people are just so hard time to believe. I was like, it's on internet. You can literally go on Google and put the words and it will come out. So if we had this conversation, if me and you are having this conversation in Turkey, me and you will be in jail tomorrow.
I'd be dead already if I was in Turkey, because I would have spoken against Erdogan a long time ago.
Yes.
It has frustrated me that many of our allies, even some powerful Americans, think that Erdogan is a friend of the United States. He's not. You see what's happening in China. The people are rising up against these draconian COVID shutdowns. You see what's happening in Iran. They are rising up against the Ayatollahs and the mullahs of Iran.
Yep.
This poor woman didn't wear her, quote, headscarf properly, was put in jail and murdered. You saw what happened with the soccer team. They didn't sing the national anthem in one game, and then the Iranian Revolutionary Guard came in and said, you better sing against the United States or we're going to go right after your family and kill them and torture them and do whatever we need to do or want to do.
You know, I want to say, quote-unquote, unshakable. Authoritarian regimes are now being shaken at their very core. You see China, you see Iran. It's just people are now like sick of this dictatorship and they're ruled anymore. And they want their freedom. They want their democracy. And that's what I was trying to tell my teammates every day. I was like, listen, guys, like, you guys are lucky to just talking about just anything outside of basketball. If you guys are in these countries, all your family members will be tortured and raped already, you know? So I just hope that people can see that.
But let me ask you, by speaking out, do you think it hurt your professional basketball career?
I mean, I do believe, yes, I'm being blackballed. I mean, I remember talking about, you know, China and talking about Nike for the first time. After the first game, one of my teammates woke up to me in a locker room and he whispered in my ear and he said, you know, this is your last year in the NBA, right? You're not going to get another contract after this. I hope you win a championship. I hope you can have fun in your last year. Just keep smiling, but you are not going to play basketball ever again. I was just very confused. I was like, I thought NBA is all about social justice and more than athlete, more than basketball. So you're telling me that the crazy thing is the things I talk about, not even politics, it's human rights. So I don't care which side you're from, whichever party you cheer for, you have to care about these issues. Because while we dribble the ball, on the other side of the world, in China, there are 3-4 million people are in concentration camps getting tortured and raped every day. So just because of what I talk about these issues, that you're going to just blackball me? And this actually, it happened. you know, in last February, I got fired. And since then, not one single team that called my agent or not one GM reached out to my manager.
Unbelievable. I mean, what a sad tragedy for you. All right, quick break. We'll have more with NBA player Enes Kanter, also better known as Freedom, all coming up. We'll get to your calls on the other side as well. Listen, you've helped build MyPillow into the great company it is today, and I love MyPillow products because I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer. They just work. Mike Lindell has his incredible deal ongoing with his Giza Dream Sheets made from the world's best cotton. It's going to be the softest sheet you ever sleep on, and it's breathable and durable. And right now, Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever, coming in as low as $29.99 when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com, or just mention my name when you call 800-919-6090. Every MyPillow product has a 10-year warranty. And now with the holiday season approaching, they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Any order placed between now and Christmas, you'll have your money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023. Just go to MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, call 800-919-6090, and those products arrive, the sleep you've been wanting and needing and craving and desiring and frankly you deserve will be yours.
The Sean Hannity Show, a thermonuclear MMA assault on fake news. Hannity's on right now.
We continue with Enes Kanter, better known as Freedom, NBA player and human rights activist. Tell me about your life now, because when you described, when you spoke at the Patriot Awards, you described a pretty lonely existence.
Yeah, I think that what breaks my heart the most, I played in the NBA for 11 years. I had hundreds of teammates, hundreds of coaches. Now I'm trying to communicate with them because this is not only about me. I feel like if they can join me, we can literally create this big movement, you know, because what's driving me crazy is how can a Chinese dictatorship can control 100% American made company organization like NBA? And how can they fire a just newly American citizen? That's what's driving me crazy. But you know, I have been texting them. I have been calling them. Unfortunately, there is not one response because they're scared of whenever I do an interview, right, I'm just going to mention their name. That, oh, this guy supported me and this player stood with me, which I would never do without their permission. Well, I mean, the last, you know, 5 years.
People are afraid. And there's a lot of money at stake for people. And I understand it. Well, your story's phenomenal. You know, I think we're going to have you back at different times. I'd love for you to, I think your future may be in television, maybe as a commentator, maybe as a human rights activist. Yeah. You know, Americans need to speak out about what's going on in China, what's going on in Iran, what's going on in Russia. Your story is inspiring, and I hope people appreciate what it is that you have put on the line just to speak your mind, and I hope you'll come back and be a frequent guest.
No, that would be amazing, man. Thank you for having me. It's an honor for sure.
Enes Kanter, better known as Freedom, NBA player and human rights activist. Thank you, sir, for telling and sharing your story.
Unreal. Thank you, sir.
Do we really appreciate that we live in the greatest country God gave man? Does it give some perspective? I hope it does.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Driving liberals crazy. 3 hours a day, every day. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up in a second. 800-941-SEAN. You want to join us? Well, your President Joey's not been having a good week cognitively. First making confusing statements about Senator Warnock and Warner. Then, of course, meeting with President Macron. He's calling France Frank. And says Marcus de Lafayette instead of Marquis. Listen.
Are you going to Georgia to help Senator Warnock?
I'm going to Georgia today to help Senator Warren, not to Georgia. I'm going to help Senator Warren because I'm doing a major fundraiser up in Boston.
Thanks, President.
Today for our next and continued Senator candidate, Senator.
France was our first ally, first country to fly the American flag after our revolution. And Frank posted the first diplomatic post before, more than anything else, France has been our first friend.
As my friend and I were talking, France is our oldest ally, our unwavering partner in freedom's cause. From the spirit of Marcus de Lafayette, who helped secure the success of our revolution, to the sacrifice of American GIs, who stormed the beaches of Normandy.
Okay, that's your President Joe. All right, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's go to Edmund in Alabama. Edmund, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hannity. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, sir. Happy Friday. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment on the potential railroad strike, which looks like it's going to be averted. I retired from one of the major railroads. I had about 20 years because I came to them late in my work career life, but it was the best job I ever had, best outfit I ever worked with. And I was in the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Union, the one that is not wanting to negotiate, the one that's wanting to go out on strike. And I believe that President Biden is very, very clueless about what these men do, Mr. Hannity. And if you have just a moment, I'd like to share. These men, most of them do not have local assigned jobs. They have to travel. When most people are going to church on Sunday morning, their families or their neighbors, they're packing up and getting on the road to go to the next work job. They work in all kinds of weather. The only thing they don't work in is in lightning. I started out as a trackman swinging a hammer with them and retired as a manager, managing some of the same men that I had worked with side by side. They're a great bunch of guys. They really are not unhappy about their money. They are well compensated. But the time off with family does prey upon them. And they make a lot of sacrifices. And I know this is the job they chose, but someone has to do it. And they do a great job. They make sure the track infrastructure is safe for trains to roll over, not only Amtrak carrying passengers, but all the freight that the railroads support. And they also man all the bridges that have to be opened and closed. So they not only are responsible, these men are not only responsible for making sure the trains roll through, they make sure that maritime traffic flows freely through those bridges. So
Are you under any impression that I'm somehow against rail workers? Because, or are you just giving this knowledge out generally, or something that I said that might have caused you to think that?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm giving this knowledge out general because I think a lot of the American people don't appreciate what these men and women do, Mr. Hannity. And frankly, I think that talking to, because I still talk to railroaders that even though I'm retired, I think that they would even forego paid leave as long as they didn't get penalized, like the point system, for instance, penalized when they do need to take time off. Because,
I think when you look at, and I'm agreeing with everything you say, and by the way, this goes for everybody in every work place environment. You think of what the life of a trucker, how hard is that? You think of the life of a farmer, how hard is that? Rancher, another hard job. Being a nurse, being an orderly, being a doctor, it doesn't matter. Jobs are hard. Life is hard. Life is difficult. And I think it's designed to be, and it brings our better self out of us. And when I looked at the deal that was being offered to the unions, it was a 24% pay increase. The average person will get an $11,000 bonus, which in these inflationary times is needed and necessary. I know there was the final dispute over sick days, et cetera. It doesn't sound like a bad deal to me, considering, you know, they spent a lot of time negotiating it. I'm not getting involved in it, but it did sound like a pretty good deal that for the unions to look at and take a part of.
Well, I agree, but Mr. Hannity, the money is great and the money that they're offering is great. But the men, from my experience, they value time off also with families because they are they're away from their families so much.
That's a lot of professions. I mean, I know people that are salesmen and businessmen. They have to travel all the time. People in the financial industry, they travel all the time. I traveled a lot more earlier in my career. I don't travel as much as I used to, but I traveled. I did 65, 70 cities some years in the early part of my career. And it was at a point when my kids were young. And to be honest, looking back on it, I was away too much during my kids' younger years. And I regret it. I've told them I regret it. But in some ways, I didn't really have a choice. And I just felt I never knew how long this career of mine would last. I always thought it would end because I watched too many people in my business get fired. I didn't expect to be the last man standing in primetime at Fox 27 years later when I started. I can promise you that.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, look, I do appreciate these guys. I appreciate our truckers. I appreciate our farmers. The people that make this country great are the people we're talking about. It's not the talk show hosts. It's not the politicians. It's not the people on TV. They can contribute in good ways, and they can do their job. But frankly, they get too much in terms of accolades, recognition, and the people that really make the country work every day don't get the recognition that I think they rightly deserve, including the people that you're describing. You are describing the heart and soul of America's greatness, and that is its people and how hard we work. Americans, you know, Europe looks at America and they think we're all nuts because we work so hard. They do not have the same work ethic that we have. And I see a push towards going away from that. I don't know. To me, it's just been ingrained in me. It's in my DNA. I've worked my entire life since I'm 8 years old when I started as a paperboy. 12 years old, washing dishes by hand. I told this story a million times. Everybody I know, I don't know any. Do you know anybody that works a 40-hour work week? Because I don't know anybody that works a 40-hour work week.
Not on the railroad for sure, Mr. Hannity. I never knew anyone.
Yeah, right? I mean, probably your average week is a minimum of 60 hours, I would imagine, right? Now, you get time and a half for overtime, but I would imagine 60 is probably the average.
Minimum, yes, sir. And it usually starts before daylight. And many times ends after sunset.
Yeah. But, my mom did more 16-hour shifts as a prison guard. I mean, I think it killed her in the end. But she did it so she could send her kids to Catholic schools. She thought that there was value in education. And she paid a price for it, for sure. And she was gone, too. We didn't have typical family dinners when I grew up. Not at all. It wasn't like, all right, come home, be home at 6:30 for dinner on the table. I didn't grow up in that world.
Right, right. Well, you did, and I appreciate what you said over the past few minutes, because you paid tribute to the people in this country that need to be paid tribute to, and I appreciate that.
I and try and do it often. When we hear from farmers, we thank them. When we hear from truckers, we thank them. When we hear from people, from nurses who are putting themselves on COVID hand grenades every day, we thank them. We thank our military. A lot of people to be thankful for. And I'll be the first to tell you, being in the public eye, we get way too much attention, way too much in terms of accolades. And the people that do make the country great don't get enough. All right. So that's my heartfelt feeling.
But you speak for us, Mr. Hannity, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you all. God, and I mean this. God bless you and your families. I hope you have a great holiday. I hope you get the contract that you guys want, and that it all works out in the end. Because if the country doesn't know how important rail is to our supply chain issues, you'll find out real quick if there's a rail strike. Anyway, my friend, God bless you. Thanks for letting us know all of that. Quick break, right back to the phones. Toll free, it is 800-941-SHAWN on this Friday if you want to be a part of the program. Look, older people have long been targeted by these cyber thieves due to the stereotypes that older people trust everyone. Maybe they're not savvy when it comes to technology like me. Maybe they have vast sums of money, it's assumed, in bank accounts. Look, these elderly scams include Medicare coverage, online shopping, tech support, even charity, for crying out loud. All of us every day are putting our personal information at risk on the internet. LifeLock.com by Norton sees all the threats all of us miss on our own. If they see any of your information is compromised, you will get an alert. If indeed your identity is stolen, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. Now, by the way, it's a low annual rate. You'll save an additional 25% off your first year when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK or just go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity. Protect your good name and reputation, your finances, your credit score.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, as we head back this Friday to our busy phones, let's go to Steve is in Florida. Steve, how are you? Glad you called.
Yeah, I'm well. Thanks for taking the call, Sean. Yeah, I know you've been strongly disagreeing with President Biden for the student loan relief program. Mm-hmm. And the major point you made, when I've heard you in the past talk about this, that no one forced college students to take loans. That's 100% true. No one did. But by the same token, no one forces businessmen, real estate developers, casino operators to take out loans or float bonds either. But they are all allowed to get out of their loans and declare bankruptcy, right? College students as a class are not.
I don't particularly like bankruptcy laws myself, but that's a whole separate issue for a whole separate day. But
yeah. But the point is that a loan among people who have acquired debt, college students are not allowed to discharge their loans. So I look at what Biden's doing. And the way
By the way, this is, but you got to focus on one thing. This is for people, if my memory serves me right, that are making up to $150,000 a year. Now, if somebody is having trouble paying a loan, there ought to be a mechanism where maybe they can delay their payments, extend out their payments until, let's say, they lose their job, until they get back to work. Usually, there are programs in place for that. I know people that have gone back and negotiated with banks and lending institutions and have come to similar agreements. But the idea that you want the rail workers and the guys and the truckers and the carpenters and the farmers, maybe they didn't get a college degree, to pay for your college, I think is a little presumptuous. And then to want to empower your government to take their money and give it to some kid that went to Harvard or Yale is just total BS. If you sign a loan, pay it back. If you can't pay it back on time, then work out a new agreement where you will pay it back.
Well, here's my point. Look, I don't disagree with everything you're saying, but I disagree with some of what you're saying. I think that people who are making a lot of money after college can pay it back. They should not be forgiven their loans, right? But the point is, in our country, the tax laws and the bankruptcy laws favor people of means over people without means, right? Wealthy people pay on average a far lower percent of their income than do working class people. So when I look at a program like this from Biden, which may be a little bit too generous on the margins, okay, the way I look at it, he's just trying to level out the playing field somewhat. It's imperfect, like all laws and government policies are.
We don't need the government to level the playing field, because the money that's pay, the money that will go to pay off a loan that somebody intentionally went into, they have to honor their agreement. They said they would pay the money back. Why would you want to empower our government to take other people's money to pay back their loan that they signed on to voluntarily? I think that's fundamentally unfair.
Sean, the government has empowered people, other people, businessmen and corporations, to level the playing field, quote unquote, by discharging their debts in bankruptcy.
Okay, but you're talking about a separate issue, which is bankruptcy. We're not talking about students that are bankrupt. If they're bankrupt, then they should go back to the lending institution where they borrowed the money, explain their circumstances, set out new terms, probably with more interest, that they will start paying back when they get employed again, if they're out of work, for example. But you shouldn't empower your government to take from one group of people to pay off a loan that someone willingly signed on to. That, to me, is your socialist hellhole, and all it's going to do is breed anger and contempt among people that actually have to pay for it when they themselves got no such benefit. And the fundamental unfairness here is ridiculous. Now, in terms of people that abuse the laws regarding bankruptcy, they have no sympathy for me. And if people squandered other people's money, they should be held accountable in the end. And their wages should be garnished appropriately.
Sean, the definition of bankruptcy for most people is if your liabilities exceed your assets, you're bankrupt and you're allowed to declare bankruptcy.
I understand the injustice of it, and I'm not saying I still believe if you declare bankruptcy, you should not be off the hook for the rest of your life. At some point, if you start making money again, you owe everybody that money. You should pay it back. That's my feeling. But I got to run. We're going around in a circle here. I do appreciate your thoughts and your call, though.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.